The letter of Paul to the Galatians. Paul, an apostle. My apostleship doesn't derive from human sources, nor did it come through a human being. It came through Jesus the Messiah and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And the family who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Jesus the Messiah our Lord, who gave himself for our sins, to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory to the ages of ages. Amen. I'm astonished that you are turning away so quickly from the one who called you by grace and going after another gospel. Not that it is another gospel, it's just that there are some people stirring up trouble for you and wanting to pervert the gospel of the Messiah. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should announce a gospel other than the one we announced to you, let such a person be accursed. I said it before, and I now say it again, if anyone offers you a gospel other than the one you received, let that person be accursed. Well now, does that sound as though I'm trying to make up to people or to God? Or that I'm trying to curry favor with people? If I were still pleasing people, I wouldn't be a slave of the Messiah. You see, brothers and sisters, let me make it clear to you. The gospel announced by me is not a mere human invention. I didn't receive it from human beings, nor was I taught it. It came through an unveiling of Jesus the Messiah. You heard, didn't you, the way I behaved when I was still within Judaism? I persecuted the Church of God violently and ravaged it. I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my own age and people. I was extremely zealous for my ancestral traditions. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to unveil his Son in me so that I might announce the good news about him among the nations, immediately I did not confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. No, I went away to Arabia and afterwards returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to speak with Cephas. I stayed with him for 2 weeks. I didn't see any other of the apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Look, I'm not lying. The things I'm writing to you are written in God's presence. Then I went to the regions of Syria and Cilicia. I remained unknown by sight to the messianic assemblies in Judea. They simply heard that the one who had been persecuting them was now announcing the good news of the faith which he had once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of me.